check swing just to protect himself, Lugo. Hits it foul into the screen behind home plate. So the Mets already have three hits, and Paniagua is just working on his fourth batter here of the first inning. Three hits, one run in the top of the first. The 2-2 inside again. Doesn't get the call, so 3-2. The count goes full here to Lugo. Cardinals are wearing their home whites. White tops, white bottoms have Palm Beach scripted across their chest with the birds on the bat. Red caps with the PB. Here's the pitch. Breaking nice. Ball, swing and a miss. What a beauty of a pitch. Curveball delivered to Lugo. Nothing he can do with it, and there's one out. Here in the top of the first.
That's a really nice breaking ball right there from Paniagua. That one looks like it's coming a little bit on the inside of the hands and just drops down right into the strikeout, straight into the strike zone. William Lugo really had no chance at that one.
And after seeing fastballs at 96, here he comes with the curveball again, too far inside, and Dominguez is hit by that pitch. That's the 10th batter of the season here that Paniagua has hit. I've noticed a lot of the Cardinals, particularly certain pitchers, that really like to pound the inside. You know, they want to establish that that's their zone and get the hitters to back off.
Well, that pitch was pretty much the same as that breaking ball or slider, whatever you call it, that goes, you know, starts on the inside, goes out right, kind of catches the inside corner. That one just got away from him, didn't move at all, and really just stayed right there and hit him. Right in the backside.
So with the bases loaded, Paniagua delivers the heat to Barisier to the first baseman, swings and misses. No balls and a strike. 98, right?
No. 90,
I know. I think 90, he tops 90, out around 96.
94, 95?
It's close there, huh? The 0-1 pitch. Another fastball at the knees for the strike. That one gets the outside part of the plate, so Paniagua's not messing around. You know, if you have to hit a batter, I guess Dominguez could be that one, as he leads the team in 13 home runs and 37 runs batted in. So when you have two aboard, maybe just putting him on at first base is good. A pop-up in the infield. Who's calling it? Nobody's getting it. It hits the mound. It is
first base.
Out, though.
First base.
Yeah, at home plate. Now they're throwing to third. Run to third and sliding, diving. The fielder slides in,
oh,
and so does the Mets
gosh.
Hitter, or bat, or runner, rather. I'm messing this all up.
What
just
is
like the
going
Cardinals.
On?
And there's an out at third base, too, so that will get everyone out. Just a lot of throwing and running. What happened with the bases loaded pop-up on the mound? No one
infield fly
calls it. I thought it was an infield fly, too, there. But out anyways, and out at the plate. But they called, and then
so purposely dropped. Purposely dropped the ball, threw the ball to home plate.
I don't know. Three fielders there.
Well, Sierra Doug wasn't even running to first base. So you could throw it to first, but then they go to third base. So that was very confusing. We'll
there's three outs and two runs. Actually, two runs have crossed the plate. They're giving them that run, so 2-0. The Mets have the lead. We go to the bottom of the first. We'll figure it all out, as that ball was just being thrown around. You're listening to the Palm Beach Cardinals Radio Network.
Yo, what's up? This is the Black Eyed Peas, and we're here for RAD, recording artists, actors, and athletes against drunk driving. Music is one of the most important things in our lives, but nothing is more important than life itself. So when you drink and drive, you're risking the life of yourself and the lives of everybody on the road. Don't plan to drive, just plan ahead.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
This is Dave from the Dave Matthews Band for RAD. When you go out and party, get drunk, then drive, you're not only loaded, you're a loaded weapon. When you celebrate, designate. Choose a designated driver. Remember, music lives and so should you.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Okay, so 5 tacos of cheese and a large soda, that's 10,012. Okay.
And we're back in the bottom of the first here at the Dean. You're listening to the Palm Beach Cardinals Radio Network. All kinds of confusion, ball being thrown around, dropped, and an error there. But we've got a 2-0 ball game in favor of the Mets. So we're settling down, and so are the Cardinals. First at the plate, it's the second baseman, Darlene Moquette. Moquette, it's coming back into the screen. So 1-2 the count to the leadoff hitter for the Cardinals. He's facing Joel Diaz.
Still really not sure what happened. I don't know why a run scored.
It's going down as Barisierta pops into a double play as the pitch is thrown. Strike call on Moquette. And so there's one down here for the Cardinals, bringing up the left fielder, Matt Chamberlain. So Barisierta pops into a double play as Waylon to Burns at home, then to the third baseman. And that's where it's kind of crazy, too, because then the third baseman kind of realized, oh, wait, I need to run. There's nobody covering third. I have to outrun the runner. And he did it to make the out at third, but two runs crossed the plate in the meantime.
I mean, regardless, should have been called an infield fly. I think that's pretty standard right there with the bases loaded, too.
Here's the 0-1 pitch to the lefty at the plate, Matt Chamberlain.
Unless that rule's been outlawed, but I mean, that makes the most sense. You could purposely drop it. They didn't purposely drop that, so who
here's
knows?
The 1-1. There's a big hole to the right of second base as the shift is on for the lefty. 1-2 the count. So for the Cardinals, here's their lineup after Moquette and Chamberlain. Brady Waylon will step in. He's the first baseman, batting 286 in the number 3 slot here. In the lineup, 2 balls and 2 strikes. Then in the cleanup spot, the designated hitter, Aaron McKeithen. Then it's the shortstop, Jeremy Rivas. The catcher, Jake Burns. And in the 7, 8, and 9 spots, the third baseman, Jesus Arechia. The right fielder, Elijah Cabell. And the center fielder, Adanson Cruz. So Moquette, Chamberlain, Waylon, McKeithen, Rivas, Burns, Arechia, Cabell, and Cruz. The count now 3-2 after couple of foul balls. Diaz on the mound. The righty is 0-1, 9.72 ERA, but this is only his third start of the season. He's only pitched 8 1/3 innings before right now. Foul ball to the right side. Brady Smith is receiving Diaz. He's behind the plate. Barisierta's at first, Guerrero at second, Lugo at short, and Suarez at third for the Mets. In the outfield, from left to right, it's De Los Santos, Ramirez, and Dominguez. Payoff pitch coming to Chamberlain. He wants to pull the trigger. He doesn't. He takes it, and the home plate umpire punches him out. No challenge there, as Chamberlain will also go down looking. So back-to-back strikeouts delivered by Diaz.
Yeah, especially for a guy who's hasn't really done well in his first 3 games. 0-1 with a 9.72 ERA in 8 innings pitched, starting off this one nicely.
Nether lefty comes to the plate. The Cardinals' Brady Waylon steps in, the first baseman. He's batting 286. 8 doubles, 6 homers. 1 ball, no strikes. Diaz goes inside at the belt and misses. The Mets are wearing their home grays, gray tops, gray bottoms. Have the orange and royal blue lettering, just like the New York Mets, along with their royal blue caps with the SL for St. Lucie. 3 straight balls delivered by Diaz. In his 8 1/3, he walked 3 and struck out 6. He's added a couple more strikeouts today, but also adds a walk right now as Waylon will head to first base. So with 2 outs, the Cardinals have a runner at first base. Aaron McKeithen, the designated hitter, will step in. He'll bat from the right side. In 33 games, he has 28 hits, 3 of those doubles, 2 home runs. He's driven in 10.
I just looked at your picture on Twitter. I've never seen so many pens and highlighters lined
all
up.
All nicely lined up.
Perfectly.
They won't stay that way.
Oh, of course not.
First pitch delivered by Davis, and that, or Diaz rather, and that misses low and away to McKeithen.
And if you want to get in touch with us at home, we have a Twitter account at RDC Broadcast. We'd love to hear from you. Tell us who you're listening to, where you're listening from.
Diaz nods, delivers, little tapper foul to the left side. The Cardinals are led by manager Gary Kendall. He's at third base coaching right now. The pitching coach is Giovanni Carrara. The hitting coach, Kadeem Octave. I think Octave is at first base giving the signs. The Mets have Robbie Robinson as their field manager. Pitching coach is Victor Ramos, and the hitting coach is Victor Burgos. Today, it's Thirsty Thursday. I'm thirsty. Anybody sending any drinks up our way? I'll take a diet soda. You have got something, right? I've got some water here. On the outside edge, the fastball for the strike. 1-2 the count with two down. It is also Hope at Bat Night tonight to support the American Cancer Society as we help them support to fight cancer. Breaking ball, swing, and a foul tip that stays by the plate. 1-2 the count.
This is kind of random, but do you think they're blasting AC in the Cassidy Cool Zone out there?
I know they've got some fans that are blasting. I'm not sure how much AC that's blasting.
Nice. That'd be a waste of energy. But
I think it would just like totally just escape. Because there's no, you know,
enclosing.
Windows, no enclosing at all there. The only enclosing they have is a screen, you know, inside the Cassidy Cool Zone where the food is. So that way it keeps, you know, any bugs from around the food. But other than that, that doesn't keep, you know, the air. So it's just, it's cooled down.
Never
with fans. Oh, you haven't?
No.
All right, we'll take a trip, field trip. Here's the 2-2, runner going, hit up the middle, past the diving Guerrero. It's actually knocked off his glove into short right. So that'll put Waylon at third base, and Aaron McKeithen is aboard with the infield single.
Yeah, see, another one of those where runner was going on the play that took Guerrero out of play to make, out of position to make a play on that ball, because he was trying to cover second base on that play, and he looks like he's a little bit shaken up, made that little pivot away from him, and looks like Lugo's going to go over there, fetch his glove for him, make sure he's okay, and looks like we might have a visit from the manager Robbie Robinson out there to check on him.
Yeah, Robbie, he likes to call timeout and have a lot of visits with the umpires, with his players. But this one is deserving, as Guerrero, like you mentioned, you know, he had to make some sharp cuts there and really was trying to prevent the ball from going into the outfielder, you know, becoming a hit for McKeithen. He made a good effort, you know, he got a glove on it. But, yeah, timeout as Robbie Robinson is out there along with their trainer.
Well, I'm not a...
He's jumping around a little
bit, looks
moving
like
side to side.
Looks like it was an elbow issue. He said, you know, pretty much just tapped his elbow, said, I'm okay, just my elbow hurts a little bit.
He probably has he's looking at it. He's probably got a
little rug burn.
Yeah, exactly.
Like that.
He's got a nice scrape on there. Looks like there might be some action in the bullpen already for the Mets. Everyone's stretching, and it looks like a pitcher is going to throw out there. The Cardinals have runners at first and third with two outs. We're only in the bottom of the first, and the Mets already have the 2-0 advantage. Diaz is the number 9 prospect in the Mets system, according to Baseball America. Here's the first pitch to Revis, and he swings and misses at that breaking ball. 0-1 the count.
This thing bounced before it crossed home plate. I'm trying to tee that one up.
I mentioned that Diaz, this is only his third start. He's appeared in 3 games. This is his 4th with the Mets so far this season. That one's low and away. Or actually, does it catch it? Or no. It's low and away. So one ball and one strike. Diaz is really a strike throw. He has 3 pitches, good velocity. And as we mentioned about his very athletic frame that they feel is going to really fill out and make him be able to throw the fastball even more than the 96 that he tops out on. Another strike called on the outside part of the plate. 1-2, nobody's challenging. with two outs. Runners at first and third. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball. That's hanging. And that is lifted by Rivas into left field. And it's foul. Just to the left of the Hopetown foul pole line out in left.
Yeah, you got a good piece of that one. Just missed that foul pole out there in left field. I thought that one was gone. I mean, once it came off his bat, I was like, wow, that might get out of here.
Yeah, Rivas was watching it, and he's going down the first base line, and you really have to kind of watch it because it gets lost out there and left in the corner, and that ball was left hung up, so Rivas really timed it well. Let's see what Diaz throws now. Here's the 1-2 fastball up the middle and off of Diaz, picked up by the second baseman, and all he has to do is step on second. So the Cardinals leave two stranded as we go to the top of the second. 2-0 is the score in favor of the Mets.
You're not wired to have a response to this sound. You're neutral to it, and you can hear it repeatedly without feeling anything. But when we introduce a new stimulus, save the food, we've achieved pulling a natural or inborn response from you. Save the food, because 40% of all food in the US never gets eaten. Save the food. Cook it, store it, share it. Just don't waste it. For tips and recipes, visit SaveTheFood.com. Brought to you by NRDC and the Ad Council.
This is Dave from the Dave Matthews Band for Rad. When you go out and party, get drunk, then drive, you're not only loaded, you're a loaded weapon. When you celebrate, designate. Choose a designated driver. Remember, music lives and so should you.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
I'm more resourceful than I thought.
My suit can still make an impression.
My video games are still game changers.
And my lamp can bring others a bright future.
Because when I donate my stuff to Goodwill,
it helps fund job placement and training for people right in my community.
Now my stuff gets a second chance.
And will give someone in my community
a second chance too.
Goodwill. Donate stuff. Create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. That's goodwill.org. This message brought to you.
Welcome back to the Palm Beach Cardinals Radio Network. We're in the top of the second. Mets up 2-0. At the plate, leading things off here for the Mets this inning is Gregory Guerrero, the second baseman, batting .231 through eight games. He's 6-for-26. Peñagua working on him. The 1-0 pitch, it's hit hard up the middle. Backhanding it is the second baseman for the Cardinals, Moquette. And leaping into the air, he throws to Waylon in time. And Guerrero is out on the ground out. Wow.
Well, not only did Peñagua almost get that on the backhand right off the plate, but an amazing play there from Moquette, ranging away from him, away from first base, and makes the Derek Jeter-like throw over to first base. It was pretty impressive.
Impressive it was. As Brady Smith steps in, the catcher's batting .156 through 21 games. Peñagua delivers. One ball and no strikes. Here's the pitch. That one goes wide of the plate. So two balls and no strikes to Smith. Brady's from Crestview, Florida. The 2-0 breaking ball, it's hung up there, lifted into left. Chamberlain waits, and with the sun in his eyes, he still makes the grab in left field. So Smith is retired as he flies out.
Yeah, just off the inside part of the bat right there. Really nicely timed swing, just didn't get the meat of the bat on that one. That would have been gone if he did.
A mistake pitch that luckily it hung up for Chamberlain to bring it in and make the grab. Two down. Albert Suarez steps in. He bats from the left side. Peñagua delivers upstairs, missing. One ball and no strikes. Peñagua working on the number nine hitter in the lineup. Had trouble with the top of the order, even the middle of the order, but now he's cruising through the bottom three. 2-0 the count with two outs. The kick, the pitch, and that one's getting a ride into right against the wind. Will it stay fair? And it goes into the Cassidy pool zone.
Well, that one was barreled.
Wow.
That was certainly barreled just a little bit too.
All right, we've got no radar gun. I wish we had the exit velocity.
God.
We need the press box to ring over and tell us. Here comes the pitch. It's coming back into the screen. That one just got out of here in a flash, didn't it? That foul ball. I don't think anybody was ready in the Cassidy cool zone for that. They're, you know, taking a sip and then they had to put their hands up at the same time.
That had that sound of just the pure dead center of the bat.
The 2-2 inside breaking ball, swing and a miss. So Suarez will go down swinging. What an inning for the Cardinals. That still can't get over that play by Moquette at second, and then striking out Suarez. Gives the Mets are still up 2-0. You're listening to the Palm Beach Cardinals Radio Network.
The average time a resume spends on an HR manager's desk is 7 seconds, and most of them are tossed aside. Now imagine if one of those resumes belonged to Yasmin, who was
living in a shelter, juggling 3 jobs. I had to be resilient. That's something that you can't teach.
We rely so much on a resume, yet it could never tell the full story of someone who
had to be independent and take initiative, and that's how I handle every project I get.
Discover new ways to develop great talent at gradsoflife.org. Brought to you by Grads of Life and the Ad Council.
Driving has a rhythm all its own. Don't wreck it with a text. Before you get behind the wheel, silence your phone. Or better yet, designate a texter. For more text-free driving tips, visit stoptextstopwrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
They'll challenge your authority, because that's what kids do. But this car is your territory. And in here, your word is law. So when you say you won't move until everyone's buckled up, you won't budge an inch until you hear that click. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. For more information, visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup.
Bottom of the second, 2-0. Mets have the lead. First up for the Cardinals, it's the catcher, Jake Burns. Burns batting .444. This is his fourth game here with the Cardinals. Then it's Arechia and Cabell. Diaz delivers, a swing and a miss. 1-1 the count. Here's the 1-1 curveball on the outside part of the plate for the strike.
Well, Diaz had a good first two batters, back-to-back strikeouts, and had a little trouble later on in that first inning.
Diaz goes inside and misses, so 2-2. Once again, the Mets have a reliever getting up. Inside again. As Burns takes it, so 3-2 the count to the catcher. Arechia is on deck. Cabell will follow him. Here's the payoff pitch. That's upstairs missing. So Burns tosses his bat and heads to first. That's a second walk allowed by Diaz.
And a leadoff walk just makes it that much hurt that much more.
Yeah, the Cardinals didn't have trouble getting runners on in the first, just couldn't push anybody across the plate. The Mets were able to do both in the first inning. Caught the Cardinals off guard. Here's the 2-0. That one's going out of play. Jesus Arechia at the plate. He's looking for an average. This is his first game here with Palm Beach. He's been playing with the Complex League. And this season in 4 games, 0-for-4 with a walk and a strikeout. So he's looking for his first hit of the season between both teams. No balls, 1 strike from the stretch. Here's the pitch. And that one misses away. 1-1 the count. Wind now blowing right to left. The sun is still shining out there on the field. Pop up that'll drop into short center and advance the runner as the throw comes in. Burns goes to second. He goes around second, though, then halts up as the throw comes in. He has to quickly get back to second base. But Arechia is aboard with a base hit. That's his first hit on the season.
I'm sure it feels pretty good about that one right there. That's whenever you get your first hit, you know, you just break the seal a little bit, and now you can be free at the plate and not have to worry about getting a hit.
Elijah Cabell steps in, the right fielder, batting 125. Pitch delivered, and it's a strike at the knees. 0-1 the count. Cabell went to Florida State. He's from Ultimate Springs. Diaz looks the runner back at second, then delivers. Fastball inside, missing. 1-1.
That would scare me right there. Fastball
so
coming in right
inside.
Next to your elbow right there. Oh,
that was so close.
I'd
I was thinking the
to step
same
back into
thing.
The plate.
But you know what? Cabell didn't flinch at all.
Yeah, he didn't.
Not at all. Not, I don't even think he blinked. Here's the 1-1. There's a breaking ball at the belt. That gets more of the plate for the strike. So Diaz showing off all three pitches that he has, mixing them up well. We've got cheerleaders in the stands. I don't know if they're saying, here we go, Cardinals, though. Just trying to pick
Elijah.
Up what they were saying. Ah, oh, there we go. They're cheering
go,
for Elijah. Here's the 1-2. Ooh. There's a ball lifted into right center field. Could be trouble. It will drop in, hit the wall. A rounding third is Burns right on his tail as Arechia. Then he stops at third base. He's halted up by Kendall, the manager for the Cardinals. So Cabell, after the cheering from the fans, and look, they're standing up and cheering for Elijah, the Devil, to drive in a run, and the Cardinals are only down by one. It's a 2-1 ball game.
Yeah, that was a tough play out there for Carlos Dominguez in right field. Looks like he was blinded a little bit by the sun and just kind of turned around, played that ball off the wall. I think he might have had a chance at it if he saw it. I don't think he knew where it was, just from the sun coming from that direction. But a really well-hit ball there from Elijah Campbell. He deserved a double on that.
As close as Arechia was running, you know, behind Burns, I thought Arechia was going to score, too. He was just like a few feet away from him between second and third base, but then he was halted up. So they didn't really want to test the arms. They are great athletes and great arms out in the outfield with De Los Santos at, you know, in left, Ramirez at center, and Dominguez in right. So Kendall just halted everybody up and said, we don't need to run yet. There's no outs, you know. We've got to run. We'll get some more. The pitching coach, Victor Ramos, goes out to talk to his infield, especially his pitcher and catcher. Reliever, a righty, warming up, still in the pen for the St. Lucie Mets. Shadows starting to fall on the left side of the diamond as the sun is setting, but still plenty of sunshine. As you mentioned, Nick, it could have been really trouble for the outfielders right in the double that was hit off the bat of Cabell. That sun is coming on the left side right into everyone's eyes on the right. At the plate, it's a dancing Cruz, the number 9 hitter in the lineup for the Cardinals. The center fielder has 3 doubles, 2 homers, and has driven in 9 and has Arechia just 90 feet away. That's the tying run. The 0-1 pitch from the stretch. Here it is. It's upstairs at the letters. They're missing inside. One ball and one strike to Cruz. So Arechia is at third, Cabell at second. No outs. Both teams have 3 hits. The Mets have the advantage. The 2-1 advantage as far as runs go. Breaking ball missing outside. 2-1 the count. Diaz is only 18 years old. So they're really protecting him, putting him in situations that he can handle. And here they're giving him the ball, you know, with such a tight score. He's jammed. The ball goes to the left side, picked up by the shortstop. That'll be a ground out for Cruz, but he also picked up the RBI as Arechia scores on the ground out.
I know it's early, but I'm a little surprised that he didn't come home with that ball right there. It didn't look like Arechia really had a good jump on that play and just kind of just went for home plate right away. So that'll allow a run. They'll get the out, though.
It looks like that'll be it for Diaz, too, as the manager for the Mets, Robbie Robinson, goes out to the mound. The reliever's still warming up, but Robinson will be calling for him in a minute. So we'll head to the short timeout, let you know who the new reliever is, as the game is all tied up here in the bottom of the second, 2-2.
On an HR manager's desk is 7 seconds, and most of them are tossed aside. Now imagine if one of those resumes belonged to Yasmin, who was
living in a shelter, juggling 3 jobs. I had to be resilient. That's something that you can't teach.
We rely so much on a resume, yet it could never tell the full story of someone who
had to be independent and take initiative, and that's how I handle every project I get.
Discover new ways to develop great talent at gradsoflife.org, brought to you by Grads of Life and the Ad Council.
Driving has a rhythm all its own. Don't wreck it with a text. Before you get behind the wheel, silence your phone. Or better yet, designate a texter. For more text-free driving tips, visit stoptextstopwrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
They'll challenge your authority, because that's what kids do. But this car is your territory. And in here, your word is law. So when you say you won't move until everyone's buckled up, you won't budge an inch until you hear that click. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. For more information, visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup.
Darlene Mocha.
So the new pitcher on the hill is the righty, Saul Gonzalez. We're back up to the top of the order for the Cardinals. And the first pitch gets by the catcher. And that will play another run here for the Cardinals as Cabell scores here for the Cardinals. And so the Palm Beach team has the 3-2 lead. So the first pitch delivered by Gonzalez gets by Brady Smith. I'm just looking down at the stats, and all at once I see everyone's running again. So the bases are cleared. Only one out, one ball here to Moquette.
Well, Saul Gonzalez, 6'7", 235 pounds. He is a big boy.
The call is overturned. Ball.
So the challenge was applied by Moquette, and he is correct. The call overturned,
the
so 2 balls, no strikes. Wasn't a strike. Hard hit liner into the glove of Suarez. It bounced once on the ground. Long throw to first. It's in time, and Moquette is retired as he grounds out. Boy, that was a laser to third base.
That was a great play there from Suarez on the grab, and another great play there at first base from Raul Basiera, who just scooped that one backhanded right off the ground. So kind of an errant throw there from Suarez. He had plenty of time to set his feet and make a strong throw, but bounced one in there, and Basiera had to dig him out.
We've seen a lot of good plays, though, by the fielders here today. With 2 outs, Matt Chamberlain steps back in. It's a righty on lefty matchup. Chamberlain went down looking his first trip up to the plate back in the first. No balls and a strike to Matt. The kick, the pitch, and that's a strike. As the cap of Gonzalez just goes flying off. He really opens up when he's pitching, and he's such a tall guy. And boy, when he releases it with so much effort, his whole body, the force of it, has his cap flying off too. Here's the 0-2 once again. Maybe he needs to tighten up that cap. I don't know. That routine, right?
His hair is very fluffy, so.
Got all those curls. 1 ball, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Cardinals are back on top. It's a 3-2 ball game in favor of Palm Beach. Pitch delivered, misses 2-2.
I'm still in shock that ball was called a strike and it bounced right in front of the plate.
Here's the 2-2, and that's at the knees for the strike. No challenge there. Chamberlain once again will go down looking. That's the third out, but the Cardinals score three here in the second. We go to the top of the third. It's a 3-2 ball game in favor of the Cardinals. You're listening to the Palm Beach Cardinals Radio Network.
Driving has a rhythm all its own. Don't wreck it with a text. Before you get behind the wheel, silence your phone. Or better yet, designate a texter. For more text-free driving tips, visit stoptextstoprex.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
You know what really gets a party started? Indoor baseball. Yeah, just find a broom or a pool cue, and you can use, like, anything as a ball. Cans, bottles, shoes.
Hey, bro, toss me that avocado.
Most party fouls are pretty dumb, but if you decide to drink and drive underage, you could lose your license and your freedom. Underage drinking and driving, the ultimate party foul. Learn more at ultimatepartyfoul.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Oh, hi. Right now, I'm getting a remarkably heartfelt bear hug from Smokey Bear. Thanks, big guy. Now, if you could let me down. See, I made sure there were no low-hanging branches when I set up my campfire. And before we left, I drowned out my campfire, stirred it, drowned it out again, then made sure it was cold. Visit SmokeyBear.com to learn tips to prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Welcome back. We are in the top of the third. Cardinals up 3-2 at the plate. It's the leadoff hitter, Alex Ramirez. Pop up that goes into center field. That'll have Cruz calling everyone off. Ramirez is retired as he pops up to center. That's a good out to make here. The leadoff hitter for the Mets retired. One down. Here's another guy you want to keep off the base pass, Omar De Los Santos, a bloop base hit back in the first. Here's the pitch, and it's coming back into the stands. Close to Cabell's fans over there. Another reliever is up in the pen for the Mets. Could be a long night of relievers, much like we had last night. 11 pitchers total came to the mound combined for both teams. Here's the 1-1. That ball is getting a ride into left center. Going back is Chamberlain. Off the wall, he'll play it. It bounces around and goes over. That's a ground rule double off the bat of De Los Santos, his 14th double on the season.
It went right off the Duffy's sign out there in left center field, one hopped, hit it right where the 338 marker is right there in the bottom half of that Duffy sign. That was a really well hit ball right there.
That ball was deep and far into left center. De Los Santos, now they've got to worry about him. He's at second base. I'll bet you in one pitch he'll be on third. Junior Tillian at the plate. It's a righty on righty matchup. Paniagua delivers. There goes De Los Santos. The throw to third. He slides in safely. I told you, it's every pitch he's at a new base.
Well, you're
just
saying,
wait for the next one.
You're saying that, and I'm looking at the third baseman, Arecchia, and he's not even moving. He was caught off guard by that. And right as you said it, right on cue, he's stealing a base.
We'll see if he can even steal home. Paniagua stares him down at third. There's a swing and a miss.
I think that's a little bit more challenging.
just a little. I don't know. De Los Santos is, that's his 39th stolen base on the season. This is the final game in the first half, but if he's on pace, he's going to have 80 stolen bases this season. Here's the 2-0 pitch. Paniagua misses outside. You know that De Los Santos is in the heads of Burns and Arechia right now, and even Paniagua.
Why don't you throw over once or twice?
Here's the 3-0 slap to the left side. Nice. Diving after it is Arechia. The throw to first is in time, but that ground out will drive in De Los Santos. Nothing will stop him. The Mets have now tied up the ball game. It's 3-3.
The shortstop.
I mean, if a guy's fast and you know he's going to start stealing bases, you got to do something to prevent that. And throwing over to second base, although it's time consuming and you can only do it twice, you got to do it. Do it once at least.
At the plate, William Lugo steps in, the cleanup hitter for the Mets. He struck out back in the first. Pitch delivered. It's off the mark. One ball and no strikes. Paniagua delivers off the end of the bat, and there goes a foul ball right by the Cassidy Cool Zone. And one of our ushers, he wasn't even paying attention. It's just nonchalantly as he walks up the ramp to the Cassidy Cool Zone, says, oh, as the ball flies by him. Here's the 1-1. Framing it nicely is Burns. He wants the call but doesn't get it from the home plate umpire. That's Griffin behind the dish. Two balls and a strike. Nobody's on the bases here for the Mets. Breaking ball. Swung on. Popped up. That'll be trouble for everyone. Chamberlain can't come in. Revis goes back, unable to make the play. And then did you see Lugo at the plate? When he swung at it, he actually fell down. So,
but still he's in the first base.
And he's still at, you know, safe at first. So Lugo with the base hit. Everyone's falling down. Nobody's catching the ball.
Is it a full moon today or something?
It's just me and you. It's the Lisa and Nick show.
I've never seen this. A lot of fluky plays.
Yeah, if you're around baseball long enough, you'll see it all, right? And then you'll see it more. So runner at first base. Now Lugo has not stolen a bag at all this season, so he's pretty much staying at first base. Let's just concentrate on Dominguez, as he is the big bat in the lineup with 13 home runs and 37 RBI on the season. No balls and a strike already to Dominguez. Paniagua kicks, delivers, breaking ball, and that one's tapped to the left side, foul. So 0-2 here to Dominguez. The right fielder can be struck out. He has struck out 94 times this season. He's only walked 16. Two down, runner at first base for the Mets. The 0-2 pitch, swing and a miss, and make it number 95. That Dominguez will go down on strikes. So the Mets tie it up here in the third. It's a 3-3 ball game as we head to the bottom half of the inning. You're listening to the Palm Beach Cardinals Radio Network.
I want to thank my mommy for loving me so much.
For taking me to the doctor when I broke my foot.
For leaving me alone when I wanted to be alone.
And now, as a grown-up, I'm thankful for being able to take care of you, my dear mom. For taking you to your therapies. For understanding that sometimes you simply want to be alone.
Roles change without us noticing. That's why AARP gives you the information to provide even better care for your loved one. Visit aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council. This is you over 30 years ago.
Are we there yet? Are we there yet?
And this is your mom now.
Are we there yet? Are we there yet?
Roles change without us noticing. That's why AARP gives you the information to provide even better care for your loved one. Visit aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human, and she's got this little toy she's always playing with, all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week, she asked it for Chinese, and guess what? Egg rolls showed up, like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet.
Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
New pitcher on the hill for the St. Lucie Mets is Christian Scott. Scott will first face Brady Whalen, then McKeithen and Revis. Scott, first pitch is a strike. 0-1 the count to Whalen. The 0-1, that misses low and away. 1-1 the count. Scott's a righty on the hill, 6'4", 207 from Pompano Beach, Florida. The 1-1 misses, two balls and a strike here to Whalen, who walked back in the first. So Whalen is very patient. He has 20 walks and has only struck out 28 times in now his 42nd game here with the Cardinals. Tapper foul, two balls and two strikes to Whalen. Cardinals scored three runs in the second, took over the lead. But then the Mets, they tacked on one to their two and now tied it up. So it's a 3-3 ball game. Full count to Whalen. Scott takes a breath, then delivers. That'll drop into right field for a base hit. So Whalen picks up his 41st hit.
That'd be the ninth hit of the ballgame, too. We're only not even through three innings right there, and there's already nine hits combined for both teams. Five for the St. Lucie Mets and four for the Cardinals.
We haven't been able to predict anything that's happened so far in this ballgame, so who knows? We're only in the third. What could happen in the next six innings? 3-3 ball game at the plate. It's McKeithen. He's been a big bat in this series so far. A couple of hits the first two games in each game and has driven in at least one run in each game. So big bat at the plate here for the Cardinals. That's why he's in the lineup in the cleanup spot. One ball, no strikes. The pitch, strike at the belt inside. So 1-1 is the count. Boy, when Scott pitches, he looks like he's using everything of his body. Kind of even jerks around a little bit as he's just throwing with all of his might. Scott is 2-1 on the season, 5.73 ERA as he deals the pitch. 2-1 the count to McKeithen.
Christian Scott's also a pretty big guy, 6'4", 215 pounds out of Coconut Creek, Florida.
Scott looks over his shoulder to Whalen at first, then deals right down the middle of the plate, but McKeithen will just watch it fly by. Two balls and two strikes here to the designated hitter. McKeithen is actually 1-for-1 today. Scott is in his eighth game here with the Mets as he throws to first base. No chance, though. Whalen back standing up. He's actually started three games. 22 innings of work, and he has struck out 34, only walked eight. He's hit a couple of batters, though. Two balls, two strikes. From the stretch, here's the pitch. That will drop in into left field. Could be trouble for De Los Santos. He'll use his speed to track down the ball, but it bounces off the fence. Rounding third base is Whalen. Here comes the throw, and it's not in time. So the Cardinals now take over the lead here in the bottom of the third. It's a 4-3 ball game in favor of Palm Beach.
Yeah, like you said, De Los Santos just really couldn't handle the ball in the corner right there, which allowed Bobby Brady Whalen to round third base and come across a score on the play. A nice little double there from McKeithen as he looks pretty excited out there, making some hand gestures at his teammates in the dugout, wiping off the fire that he apparently has caught.
Yeah, McKeithen, I mentioned two hits last night, scored a run and drove in one. And then the night before, McKeithen again with a couple of hits, 2-for-3 night with a double, a run, and an RBI. So he looks like he's doing the
fire.
Same, right? He's got his two hits already and his RBI and his double. Revis at the plate. Here's the 0-1. It's a comebacker. The pitcher finally is able to pick it up. That's Scott as he looks at his glove, underhands it to the first baseman and gets Revis to ground out. There's one down.
He was worrying a little bit about that one. Reached down and tried to grab that about three times. Had plenty of time. Just underhanded it over to first.
Yeah, he has a second baseman, shortstop, and catcher coming out to make sure he's okay. That came back hard to Scott on the hill. Bounced off of his glove, and then he had to keep kind of reaching for it. Couldn't pick it up. Finally did and ran towards first and underhanded it to get Revis. That'll keep McKeithen at second base, though. He's in scoring position for Jake Burns. Burns walked back in the second. He's batting .444 in just a few games here with Palm Beach. As Scott delivers, that's a strike to the lefty at the plate.
That's a nice number you like to see up on the screen. You like to keep it at that whole season.
Boy, that's a nice big number as a batting average, isn't it? This is Burns' fourth game. The 0-1 pitch, and there's a check swing by Burns, but does he pull back in time? It's still a strike, though. 0-2 the count.
Challenge that one. Looked to be a little bit above the numbers, letters on the front of his jersey.
Burns is 4-for-9 in the last three games that he's played here with Palm Beach. He'll lift this one up into short center. No one can reach it. That'll have McKeithen going to third base. He rounds third. The throw comes in. That was trouble for the fielders.
Mm-hmm. It seemed like a broken bat single right up there as Ramirez came charging in. Pretty much knew right away he wasn't going to get there, but it at least slowed down McKeithen at third base. He wasn't sure if he should round third and try to score on the play. Ramirez kind of came up with the ball and was just checking, didn't throw to second base. My one suggestion would be just throw that ball to second base. Don't be checking, check. That gives the runners time to advance on the play. I was ground into my head, sorry.
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean.
You know, just like, where do I go? Just throw the ball to second base. That's your cutoff guy anyways.
Yeah, Ramirez, I've seen him dive after balls like that before, but he had to play that one safely because if he missed it diving after it, then there definitely McKeithen would have scored on it. So having the ball drop in and then being able to hopefully get it into second base right away, right?
That's what you're taught.
So Ramos, the pitching coach for the Mets, makes a quick walk out to the mound to give his pitcher a little breather right here. One out. Runners at first and third for the Cardinals. Everybody's okay, though, I guess, after that comebacker in the hitter before off of, you know, Revis. Time to give Scott a little break. There's no break with this pitch clock. That's the only way to get a break is a timeout. 4-3 ball game in favor of the Cardinals. Breaking ball to Arechia, and it's a strike at the letters. Runners at the corners at first and third for the Cardinals. Only one out. Scott looks around, then kicks and delivers another breaking ball for the strike. No balls and two strikes to Arechia.
There's no breaks. You're working, guys. Come on.
We want to get this game going. It's supposed to go fast.
It's certainly not at this point.
Arechia got his first hit of the season back in the second. Maybe he'll get hit number two as it drops into right field. That will play to run for the Cardinals as McKeithen scores. So the Cardinals add another one and take the 5-3 lead here in the third off the bat of Arechia.
Yeah, just a lot of free-flowing bats here tonight. No one's really scared to swing the bat here. A lot of good contact, a lot of base hits. It's 12 so far combined for both teams.
Palm Beach, at the beginning of the season, it was really all the pitching that was keeping the team in the ballgame, but they were losing a lot of games. That's why they're in third place in a four-team division. But lately, the bats have been coming alive. And we're seeing it right here today as the Cardinals are matching the Mets every time they score. Elijah Cabell steps in. Scott delivers. That one misses. One ball and no strikes. Once again, only one out and runners at the corners after Arechia singled in McKeithen. The pitch upstairs and missing. 2-0 is the count. I see Cabell. He's got his fan club. And they've got the Thunder Bats now. They've got the bats and they're banging them together. The Thunder Bats.
Cheating.
Here's the 2-0 inside swing and a miss.
You got hands. I went to a playoff game in Tampa. I'm a New York Rangers fan. And during that series, they had these. They had like a kind of like a similar thing, but it was like a paddle and it had like balls on both sides.
Oh, yeah,
and
the
they just
shake it.
Just cheating. It's cheating. You're not allowed to do that.
There's a reliever up in the pen that does not have a catcher. He's throwing out there. You see him.
Throwing.
He's fake throwing. He's throwing going through his motion, but has no ball. No glove either. Here's the 2-1 that's going into the screen
Visualize.
Behind home plate. I was wondering when you were coming back. I didn't know if you went up to New York even, but you went over to Tampa.
I did, yeah.
Oh, you went to both? Okay.
I thought you went up there.
I
went up to New York for a week and went over to Tampa. It was about 3 weeks ago, for the weekend.
That was exciting then.
Yeah, well, they lost, so
yeah, I know.
Excited about that.
The 2-2, that one's flared into right. Another run will score here for the Cardinals. That's Jake Burns who stands up and scores. The Cardinals, they scored three in the second and add three more here in the third. It's a 6-3 ball game in favor of Palm Beach. Wow, Elijah Cabell is 2-for-2, doubled in the second, drove in a run, and then singled to right, driving in another run. Arechia is at second base right now. Still only one out. Scott looks the runner back at second, then delivers to a dancing Cruz. Cruz, the number 9 hitter in the lineup for the Cardinals. One ball, no strikes here to the center fielder. Cruz grounded out in the second, so he's 0-for-1 today. Right down the heart of the plate, Cruz takes it, so one ball and one strike. So is my night over after this inning, and I'm going to hand the play-by-play over to Nick. Maybe you'll have some quicker innings.
I don't know.
We'll see.
I might fall asleep.
A big swing and a miss. The helmet almost flies off of Cruz. 1-2 the count. We'll keep you awake.
You might have to send some hot dogs up here for me. Need some fuel.
Hot dogs, popcorn, pretzels.
Anything.
We'll take it all.
Pizza. Give me that.
We're sending out the SOS to the concession stand down below. Breaking ball inside. Swing and a miss. Cruz will go down on strikes. That's the second out here for the Cardinals. We're going back up to the top of the order. Pretty soon, Palm Beach will have batted around. This is the 8th batter of the inning, and it's only been Scott, too.
5 hits so far this inning for the Cardinals.
3 runs, and now the reliever for the Mets actually has a ball and glove and a catcher to receive him. Pitch inside to Moquette. That misses. One ball and no strikes.
The call is overturned.
Wow.
Oh, so the challenge is asked by the Mets. The call overturned. Now it's a strike. Mets need anything now to get out of this inning, right? They're like, let's use the challenge. 2 down, runners at first and second. Here comes the pitch. Fastball. That's into the screen behind home plate.
It's an interesting rule.
Scott has thrown 30 pitches, 22 strikes. 30 pitches in just one inning. Here's the pitch, and that one's coming back. Foul. 0-2 the count to Moquette.
Your head.
Oh! That was a surprise for some of the fans. Usually they're looking, and the ball gets stuck on the roof. This time nobody was paying attention, and the ball just bounced right off. No balls, 2 strikes. Scott looks the runner back at second, then delivers. Chopper to the left side by Moquette. Suarez takes it to third baseman, steps on third for the forced out, but the Cardinals score three runs and have the 6-3 advantage as we go to the top of the fourth here at the Dean. You're listening to the Palm Beach Cardinals Radio Network.
Para la familia Mendoza, empezar el día oyendo esto es algo habitual. Por suerte, ir al bosque y terminar el día escuchando esto otro es posible. Ese respiro que tu familia necesita está a menos de 90 minutos. El bosque, más cerca de lo que crees. Entra en descubreelbosque.org y descubre el bosque más cercano. Un mensaje del Servicio Forestal de los Estados Unidos y el Ad Council.
And family in a disaster. Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council. To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
And we're back here, top of the fourth inning, leading things off for the St. Lucie Mets is going to be Baseira, Guerrero, and Smith. The first pitch in is going to be a called strike. Paniagua still out there for his fourth inning of work. The next pitch is going to be in the dirt outside. Nick Majula, Lisa Pride, joining you from Jupiter, Florida, as Paniagua delivers the 1-1. That one misses outside. Lots of action so far here tonight. Cardinals lead 6-3. 13 hits combined. 8 for the Cardinals, 5 for the Mets, as the next pitch comes in for a called strike. 2-2.
Wow, so much action. And Paniagua's really had a good rest, you know, in between innings each time.
The 2-2 swung on and missed as Barcieta goes down swinging for the first out.
Yeah, a lot of Cardinals coming to the plate in the home half, you know, and three runs scoring in the second. In the third inning, 5 hits, 3 more runs, and, you know, Paniagua is just kind of hanging out then. Sometimes that helps, but sometimes it hurts a pitcher, too. You want to get right back out there.
As Gregory Guerrero steps in, takes a called strike on the outside corner, it looks like Guerrero's challenging that call. I don't think he's going to get much of that. Just up here in the booth, you can see it. That one definitely caught the strike zone. I think he's getting a little bit too aggressive on that. As the 0-1 comes in, swung on and missed. 0-2.
That was actually overturned, though. And it's a
was
ball.
It?
Yeah, it went in favor of the hitter.
Called it a strike and then...
when it got overturned by the ABS system.
As the next pitch is swung on and missed. Wow, I thought that was called a strike, and then it looked like it wasn't a strike. Just from the umpire. Looks like he's having some trouble. All right, it's a 1-2 count. Pitch, check swing in the dirt. Did he go? No, he didn't. Probably good that he didn't, because that ball got away from Jake Burns, the catcher down there.
Paniagua's got to feel really good on the mound, because he now has a cushion, a 3-run lead that he can work with.
2-2's the count. As the pitch comes in, swung on and missed. As Guerrero goes down swinging, back-to-back strikeouts for Paniagua. And there are two outs here in the top of the fourth. I think it's just me and you. Whenever, you know, we switched play-by-play and color, and now all of a sudden we got a slower game. Or I say a faster game.
You never know, though. Things are just happening a little bit crazy here tonight.
They are. Seems like a full moon tonight as the first pitch comes in to Brady Smith. That one misses on the outside corner.
I'll have to look that up to see.
Here's the 1-0. Just misses outside. 2-0. As the 2-0 comes in from Paniagua, that one misses in the dirt, 3-0. Well, if you're still listening to us, we'd love to hear from you on Twitter at RDC Broadcast. Please give us a shout. Love to give you guys a shout out on the air as Paniagua delivers the 3-0. That one's ripped up the middle. One hopper right to Rivas. He's going to gather himself and throw over to first in time for the first 1-2-3 inning of the ball game. As we head to the bottom of the fourth, it's 6-3. This is Nick Mangela and Lisa Pride on the Palm Beach Cardinals Radio Network.
Para la familia Mendoza, empezar el día oyendo esto es algo habitual. Por suerte, ir al bosque y terminar el día escuchando esto otro es posible. Ese respiro que tu familia necesita está a menos de 90 minutos. El bosque, más cerca de lo que crees. Entra en descubreelbosque.org y descubre el bosque más cercano. Un mensaje del Servicio Forestal de los Estados Unidos y el Ad Council.
And family in a disaster. Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can. Can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council. To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.com.
And we're back here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Due of this inning is the top of the order for the Cardinals, Darlin Moquette. Matt Chamberlain swings and misses at the first pitch. It's 2-3-4 to start the fourth for the Cardinals. As Chamberlain takes another pitch, it's going to be a called strike. As the 0-2 comes in, that one is swung on and fouled away. Getting a little confused. I saw 1-1 on the scoreboard. I thought I said swing and miss. I don't think I'd miss that.
I'm going to check for that full moon.
Yeah.
See when it's coming out.
Not sure what's going on here tonight. But the Cardinals have a 6-3 lead as the next pitch is swung on and missed as Chamberlain goes down swinging for the first out here in the fourth.
Chamberlain has already struck out now three times tonight. The first two looking, this one swinging, and that pitch brought Matt to his knees too. Scott in his second inning of work. It wasn't an easy first inning at all for Christian Scott on the hill.
I'll bring up Brady Whalen to the plate. He rips this one through the hole past William Lugo for a base hit. Kind of caught Lugo off guard. Didn't look like he was paying much attention. Kind of gave up on that ball, but he'll reach first.
Well, what happened is that Lugo was actually taking a step towards second. He was shifting himself over because there's a lefty at the plate. And then right then is when Whalen hit the ball. He needed to reverse it and then go to his right when he already was heading over to second base. So he wasn't in the position to really even dive after it.
That'll bring up Aaron McKeithen to the plate. First pitch. Misses outside. McKeithen is 2-for-2 tonight here with a single and a double and a run scored.
He's got 6 hits in 3 games so far.
Here's the pitch. One misses outside, 2-0.
Yeah, 6 hits, a couple of doubles. He's scored 3 runs, I think, already, and has driven in a few, too, in the last 3 days.
He's got a runner on first base in Whalen. As the pitch comes in, that one's a check swing. Looks like he went through. He did.
Scott has thrown 40 pitches, 30 for strikes. Last inning when he came in the third, he allowed 3 runs off of 5 hits. Did not even walk a batter. There were no errors that inning either and only struck out 1.
The 2-1 is swung on and missed. Count level at 2-2.
All 3 runs were earned, too.
As we're ready for the 2-2, Christian Scott gets set. Looks in for his sign, taking a little bit long, and delivers. One misses low and outside. Count now full.
The big league club, the St. Louis Cardinals, played earlier today, and they fell to Milwaukee on the road 6-4. Hudson was the losing pitcher. He's 5-4 on the season now.
As McKeithen swings and fouls that one up and out of play.
Gorman had 2 hits today. He was 2-for-4. He wasn't long here in Jupiter with the Palm Beach Cardinals, but he did make a stop.
Here is the full count pitch. That one misses outside. Throw down to second base is in time, it looks like, or not in time. No call is made by Nelson Fraley, as it looks like it's going to be a walk because it was a full count pitch. Unless it's not. Called strike 3, strike him out, throw him out, double play, looks like the ruling is, as we head to the top of the 5th inning. Play was challenged, call was overturned, we're headed to the 5th inning.
And the runner being called out on the steal attempt at second.
No runs on 1 hit, Palm Beach Cardinals Radio Network.
Para la familia Mendoza empezar el día oyendo esto... Es algo habitual. Por suerte, ir al bosque y terminar el día escuchando esto otro. Es posible. Ese respiro que tu familia necesita está a menos de 90 minutos. El bosque, más cerca de lo que crees. Entra en descubreelbosque.org y descubre el bosque más cercano. Un mensaje del Servicio Forestal de los Estados Unidos y el Ad Council.
And family in a disaster. Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council. To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Thank you.
And we're back. I think we're still in the bottom of the fourth inning here. We're really not sure yet.
I'm checking that full moon. It's got to be something. Here we go.
The play had stopped, resulting in the next batter, Tony Rivas, at the plate.
All right.
So they still have it wrong. They still have it wrong because if that were the case, then there'd be runners on first and second base and Rivas at the plate. Unless there's two outs. We're really not sure what's going on. They overturned a call. We don't know what's going on, so we'll just start over here.
All right, well, we're back in the fourth in the home half, and we have our scorebook is going to be so messed up, too.
All right, so I think that McKeithen
struck
out.
At first base. So they did overturn. He was walking McKeithen to first, but they overturned that. So he did strike out, but that keeps Waylon, mm-hmm. even though we thought he was out.
Because they overturned it.
Then so there was after they did that, they said that he shouldn't have been running at that point mm-hmm. or whatever. So that's why he's back
yeah,
at first
that
base.
That makes more sense. So he was running because it was a 3-2 count, and since it was called a ball, he thought he should be safe at second base. But they overturned the call. He struck out, so they're going to bring him back to first base, and now Rivas is batting with an 0-1 count. Now it's 0-2. Called strike two.
Still two outs then on the board.
Never seen that where they brought the players back out onto the field.
They wanted to get it right.
So Cardinals, Gary Kendall made a good call, and it looks like Rivas is going to strike out. And now we're headed to the top of the fifth inning. No runs on one hit, no errors. Nick Modula, Lisa Pride having a great night here on the Palm Beach Cardinals Radio Network.
Para la familia Mendoza, empezar el día oyendo esto es algo habitual. Por suerte, ir al bosque y terminar el día escuchando esto otro es posible. Ese respiro que tu familia necesita está a menos de 90 minutos. El bosque, más cerca de lo que crees. Entra en descubreelbosque.org y descubre el bosque más cercano. Un mensaje del Servicio Forestal de los Estados Unidos y el Ad Council.
And family in a disaster. Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council. To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
And we're back here in the top half of the fifth inning. Due up this inning is going to be Albert Suarez, followed by top of the order, Alex Ramirez and De Los Santos. As the first pitch comes in from Paniagua, that one misses outside. The 1-0 swung through and missed. 1-1 is the count. Been a crazy game so far. Cardinals lead 6-3. As the next pitch comes in, that one misses inside, 2-1. It's kind of hard to explain everything that's going on, and we got some more madness here as that call was overturned. It's going to be called a strike, 1-2.
Robbie Robinson doesn't like that. Challenge went in favor of the Cardinals, and the call was overturned.
Are we out of challenges?
He's getting a little more animated here. If you are right, you know, You keep them. You keep the challenges. So they're hanging on to, but this one, so now that it goes against the Mets here. No, wait. The Cardinals challenged it, and it was overturned. I don't know. Oh, my gosh. I'm trying to think.
Yeah, Cardinals challenged that
one. The Cardinals challenged it. It was overturned, the call. Oh, so that's God. In favor of the Cardinals, so they keep their challenge. Like, nobody loses the challenge in there.
The 1-2. That one misses low.
Boy, I'm trying to keep my head in the ball game here, but it's like, and Robinson's not too happy, too, after, you know, having to return back to the field in the home half.
Never seen that before.
The four, so now he's got something to say to these umpires.
All right, count at 2-2, swung on and fouled away from Suarez. We'll stay alive.
I mentioned that the St. Louis Cardinals lost today. The New York Mets are off. They play tomorrow in Miami, so they'll be here for a three-game set for the weekend.
Count at 2-2. This one swung on and fouled away.
Let's take a look around the Florida State League, see if there's any crazy games going on like ours.
Probably not. As the 2-2 comes in, one misses upstairs, count full.
Right now in Tampa, in the fourth, Clearwater's leading 2-1. Fort Myers is up.
Fouled away.
2-1 in the sixth. They're in Lakeland. Fort Myers has the best record right now at 40-23. St. Lucie just right behind, just by percentage point, as they're 40-24.
Here's the 3-2. Swan swung on and popped up. Shallow infield as Edinson Cruz waves everybody off and makes the play for the first out.
In Dunedin, the Blue Jays are losing by one to Bradenton. Oh, actually, just flipped over in the fifth. It's a 2-2 ball game. And in Daytona, well, it must be rain up there because they have a delayed start. Jupiter, the Hammerheads, are in Daytona for this week's series.
No rain down here. Perfectly blue skies as the pitch comes in to Alex Ramirez. That's a breaking ball, misses upstairs. Here's the 1-0 from Paniagua. That one catches the outside corner for a called strike.
As we peek in to see how the Cardinals organization is doing around the minor leagues, well, Memphis is losing to Indianapolis right now on the road, 2-3.
The 1-1 hit on the ground to short. Rivas up with it. Throws over to first base in time for the second out of the inning.
Peoria is on top 3-2. They're in the second. That's in South Bend. And they're just starting things up in Northwest Arkansas. That's where Springfield is. Springfield's 27-38 on the season.
I'll bring up Omar De Los Santos to the plate as Paniagua delivers. That one catches the outside corner for a called strike, 0-1. Paniagua shaking off the sign and delivers the 0-1. That one is swung on and missed. 0-2, two outs. We're in the top of the fifth inning. Cardinals lead 6-3. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed. Another 1-2-3 inning for the Cardinals as we head to the bottom of the fifth inning. It's a 6-3 ball game. This is Nick Majula and Lisa Pride on the Palm Beach Cardinals Radio Network.
Para la familia Mendoza, empezar el día oyendo esto es algo habitual. Por suerte, ir al bosque y terminar el día escuchando esto otro es posible. Ese respiro que tu familia necesita está a menos de 90 minutos. El bosque, más cerca de lo que crees. Entra en descubreelbosque.org y descubre el bosque más cercano. Un mensaje del Servicio Forestal de los Estados Unidos y el Ad Council.
And family in a disaster. Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council. To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's
bottom of the fifth inning here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Due up is going to be Jake Burns to lead the inning, followed by Arekia and Elijah Cable. As the first pitch is swung on and fouled away from Jake Burns, 0-1 pitch. Misses a little bit inside, it's going to be 1-1. As the sun starts to set here in Jupiter on a beautiful evening, Cardinals lead 6-3. There's a 1-1 swung on and missed as Scott comes back out here for his third inning of work. Cardinals with 9 hits so far in the ballgame as a pitch. That one misses upstairs, 2-2. Jake Burns is 1-for-1 here tonight. The walk and a single in the third inning as the 2-2 comes in. That one is a broken bat, foul ball.
We haven't really gone through the lines of the first two pitchers for the Mets. Joel Diaz only lasted 1 1/3 inning. He allowed 3 hits, 3 runs all earned, walked a pair, struck out a pair. His ERA has jumped up a little bit. He's only pitched less than a dozen innings, 11.17 is in the ERA. Then Saul Gonzalez came in to work 2/3 of an inning, allowed no hits, runs, didn't walk a batter, struck out one. Now Christian Scott, through his first two innings, allowed 6 hits, 3 earned runs. Hasn't walked anyone, but has struck out 3. Almost walked one, then the challenge was applied, overturned was the pitch, and he struck him out.
The next pitch is a ball to Burns. Misses the outside corner, so full count here to Burns. Batting an even .500 with the Cardinals so far, 5-for-10. As the pitch comes in, called strike 3, catches the outside corner as Burns goes down looking for the first out.
Now batting, the third baseman, number 11, Jesus Arekia.
That'll bring up Jesus Arekia to the plate. Look at that, nice even 1,000 batting average for Arekia. He's 2-for-2 here tonight as the first pitch comes in and misses. Here's the 1-0. This one's hit on the ground to short. Lugo backhands it, gathers himself, throws it over to first in time for the second out.
Nice defensive play by Lugo there, backhanding the ball. It had a chance to get through the infield into left, but Lugo able to make the play. And a nice throw then over to first.
That'll bring up Elijah Cabell to the plate. He is also 2-for-2 here tonight. Double and a single as the first pitch comes in. That one's a called strike. So 0-2 is the count here to Cabell. As Scott gets set from the windup, here's the pitch. This one's chopped, flexed off of Scott's glove, and that one's going to get by Scott as he can't recover in time. Looks like Cabell's going to reach on an infield single there. I think you can call that one an error. That's a tough play for the pitcher.
Yeah, I think a lot of breaks aren't going in favor of Scott as he faced plenty of batters in his first inning of work, allowing those 5 hits, 3 runs. Then last inning, having to get off the field, come back to the field with a challenge and a little confusion on how many outs, who's out, who's on first, you know, all that. And now that was a tough play for him there.
Oh! As Adinson Cruz just gets belted in the helmet from the breaking ball from Scott. Doesn't look too happy. Fans obviously aren't happy either, but looks like he's going to cool off a little bit and
boy,
take his
base. Boy,
the
fans aren't happy at all. You scared me.
I heard it first.
You just jumped out of my seat. Yeah, I saw that coming in all the way, and it, you know, oh, look, now there's some discussion here as
we might have
a little brouhaha as the bullpens are starting to empty here at the Dean. This is something we really haven't seen either.
I think they're changing up their thought here. It looks like the St. Lucie Mets bullpen wanted some action, but I don't think they're going to get it.
And the Cardinals bullpen is ready to come in, too, if they need it. There was definitely some chirping.
Well, this is a good time to give Minor League Mark a shout-out on Twitter. Thanks for giving us a tweet at RDC Broadcast. He's saying hello from Rochester, New York.
Yeah, this is a crazy game that you're listening to. We're trying to keep up with it, but I don't think the umpires aren't keeping up with it either. Are the
fielders? No, they're not.
No one is keeping up with this game.
Looks like both benches got warnings here. So
they did. There was definite chirping. I mean, that, like you said, that you made me jump out of my seat. Not only was I watching the hit, but by pitch, but then your reaction, the fans' reaction, and then Cruz's reaction as he's walking down. They really got to check him out. That was a hard throw right to, you know, his helmet, right into his head there. He was, you know, exchanging words with Scott as he was going down to the first, and as soon as the fielder saw that, they started to converge, you know, and get closer to Scott. Then the bench was watching, and, you know, they were there for Cruz, and then the Mets, as you said, mm-hmm. the bullpen started to come out, and that's when the Cardinals bullpen also said, okay, we're taking some steps in. We gotta be there, too.
As Belquette swings and pops this one up into the infield, called off by Barrasieta, who's going to make the play for the final out of the inning. Another interesting inning here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. No runs on one hit, no errors. We're headed to the top of the sixth inning. You're listening to Lisa and Nick on the Palm Beach Cardinals Radio Network.
I think it's just vapor.
Vaping is safer than smoking, isn't it?
There's really not even that much nicotine in them, right?
One vape pod has as much nicotine as one pack of cigarettes.
My kid knows it's dangerous.
5.4 million American kids vape, and most think it's harmless. Get your head out of the cloud. Talk to your kid about vaping. Visit talkaboutvaping.org. That's talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
I think it's just vapor.
Vaping is safer than smoking, isn't it?
There's really not even that much nicotine in them, right?
One vape pod has as much nicotine as one pack of cigarettes.
My kid knows it's dangerous.
5.4 million American kids vape, and most think it's harmless. Get your head out of the cloud. Talk to your kid about vaping. Visit talkaboutvaping.org. That's talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
We're back here, top of the sixth inning. Due up for the St. Lucie Mets is going to be Junior Tillian, followed by William Lugo and Carlos Dominguez. As Paniagua back out there on the mound, sixth inning of work, throws his first pitch, misses inside on the breaking ball. The next pitch hit on the ground and threw for a base hit. Tillian with a leadoff single.
I have so many extra notes in my scorebook right now. Usually I put a little, you know, star or something that I know that's a great play and kind of remember what it is. But tonight, I don't even remember some of these stars of the great plays because so many other things, the challenge, you know, the coming off the field, going back on the field, then the bench is clearing here, and gosh, we've got a lot going on. Yeah, half.
Almost clearing as Lugo swings at the first pitch and fouls that one down the right field line out of play. Yeah, with these two teams being so close, they're obviously familiar with one another. And maybe that has stirred up some bad blood after the hit in the head. As the next pitch is swung on and fouled into St. Lucie Mets dugout. So Lugo's got an 0-2 count.
Now the umpires are really going to be watching these two teams for the rest of the series here, right? Because this is not just a three-game, four-game series. It's a six-game series.
As the next pitch bounces in the dirt, nice stock there from Jake Burns behind home plate.
That is one thing, like you mentioned, though. These two teams will face each other quite a few times as there are only four teams in the East Division, and we have, you know, these six-game series. So they will see each other plenty of times and very close, too, only 30 minutes away, up 95.
1-2 count here to Lugo as the pitch comes in. That one misses low. So count level at 2-2. Getting some action on Twitter, and that was a nice picture you took there, Lisa. Getting some likes on that as the next pitch is fouled away.
You make my pictures all look better.
Oh, thanks. Can't see those tired eyes from working all day.
I'm just playing around trying to get my Wi-Fi to work.
Yeah, mine's...
Don't mind me.
Mine's back.
You got yours back? Okay. Yeah. I'm trying to get mine back.
2-2 is the count to Lugo. The pitch just misses upstairs. Looks like there might be a challenge.
Pitch has been challenged.
And it looks like they're going to stick with the call. Ball. So a full count here to Lugo. Runner on first base is Tillian. The pitch. That one just misses outside. Not going to challenge that one. As Lugo is going to walk to first base. Runners on first and second base for the Mets.
Number 10, Carlos Dominguez.
That is the first walk allowed by Paniagua here today. And he's in his, you know, sixth inning of work.
Yeah, he hit Carlos Dominguez in the first inning, but yeah, that's the first base on balls. As it looks like Giovanni Carrera is going to go out there and speak with Paniagua right after the walk, and we'll have some action in the bullpen for the Cardinals.
We've got a righty up in the pen here for Palm Beach. Trying to see if I'm reading it correctly, if it is Gustavo Rodriguez. Yeah, Rodriguez, then 33 from Venezuela, is warming up right now for the Cardinals.
I believe. Yep. As it looks like Carrera's gotten his words in. As Paniagua will return to the mound. Runners on first and second base with nobody out. The pitch. Just misses low and outside.
Paniagua has faced the Mets twice so far this season. That was back in May, though, back-to-back games on the 3rd and 8th. He lost a game and won a game to the Mets.
The 1-0 is swung on and fouled away.
A combined 11 and two-thirds innings of work against the Mets in those two games. He allowed 14 hits, four runs all earned, a couple of home runs.
The 1-1 called the strike on the outside corner, 1-2.
Walked four in those combined two games, but struck out 12. I feel that Paniagua is kind of on par, having the same similar game that he's had against the St. Lucie Mets before.
A 1-2 swung on and fouled away.
The one game, though, the first time he did face him in May, allowed 9 hits, but only, you know, two earned runs, but a couple of home runs. Scattered those 9 hits, but did not allow the runs to score.
So we'll redo the 1-2 as time is called behind home plate. Some tripping going on here, too. Fans getting a little restless. The 1-2 is swung on and missed. Not even close on that pitch. And that'll be the first out of the inning as Dominguez strikes out swinging.
The last time that Paniagua pitched was on the 17th in Clearwater. He did get the loss that night. 7 innings of work, and he's in his 6th right here. Allowed 5 hits, just 2 earned runs, just 2 runs. Hit a batter, did not walk any batters, very similar to tonight, and struck out 5.
So runner still on first and second base. One out here in the top of the 6th inning. Cardinals still have a 3-run lead, 6-3, as the first pitch is swung on and missed from Berasierta. Berasierta batting .273 on the season, 8 RBIs and 4 home runs. He could hit a home run here to tie the ball game with 2 runners on. The pitch swung on and missed. Nice breaking ball there from Paniagua.
Paniagua leads the team in ERA with a 2.25 coming into this game. He's also the strikeout leader, 75 coming in, and now he has 81.
Here's the 0-2. Check swing. Did he go? No, he didn't. As Berasierta just drops his bat. Thought he might get called out on strikes there.
Paniagua, we talk about, you know, over 80 strikeouts now this season. 14 strikeouts he picked up in 7 innings of work.
1-2 swung on and missed. Strikes out on that one. That was a good breaking ball there from Paniagua. There's 2 outs.
And those 14 were here in June. And that was on the road in Tampa. 14. He struck him out 14 batters in 7 innings of work. That's at least 2 strikeouts per inning.
He's got 8 here tonight as Guerrero steps in and swings and misses. It seems like he's getting better as the game goes on.
I think, you know, having the time to sit down for a little bit has, you know, helped him keep his stamina. But he has struck out a Mets hitter at least 1 batter each inning. A couple of times, you know, he's doubled that up.
Pitch is ripped up the middle. That'll get through for a base hit. Charging across third base is Tillian, and he's going to stay put. The throw is errant, as he probably should have made the turn there, but still in trouble are the Cardinals with the bases loaded and 2 outs.
Now batting, the catcher, number 43.
With the speed that the Mets had, a little surprising that they did not push Tillian, you know, to score.
Yeah, I mean, that was a pretty deep ball there, deep single and hard throw for Cruz to make out there in center field. He didn't even hit the cutoff man, but he was giving the breaks the whole time. As the next pitch is hitting the air to right field, looks like Cable has a beat on it. He'll make the play for the final out here in the top half of the 6th. No runs on 2 hits. 3 runners left on as we head to the bottom of the 6th. This is Nick Modula and Lisa Pride on the Palm Beach Cardinals Radio Network.
You're not wired to have a response to this sound. You're neutral to it, and you can hear it repeatedly without feeling anything. But when we introduce a new stimulus, save the food, we've achieved pulling a natural or inborn response from you. Save the food, because 40% of all food in the US never gets eaten. Save the food. Cook it, store it, share it. Just don't waste it. For tips and recipes, visit SaveTheFood.com. Brought to you by NRDC and the Ad Council.
This is Dave from the Dave Matthews Band for Rad. When you go out and party, get drunk, then drive, you're not only loaded, you're a loaded weapon. When you celebrate, designate. Choose a designated driver. Remember, music lives and so should you.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
I'm more resourceful than I thought.
And we're back here in the bottom half of the sixth inning, leading things off for the Cardinals. It's going to be Matt Chamberlain, Brady Whalen, and Aaron McKeithen. As the first pitch comes into Chamberlain, that one's swung on and missed.
Wow, Chamberlain's trying to change things up here at this at-bat as he has struck out all three times that he's been to the plate.
The next pitch misses low, 1-1.
Chamberlain from Providence, Rhode Island, played college ball for New Haven. Speaking of college, the College World Series, the championship finals has been set today.
Chamberlain swings and misses at the next pitch, 1-2.
As Ole Miss defeated Arkansas today, 2-0 is the final. So Oklahoma and Ole Miss will battle it out this weekend.
The 1-2 is fouled away.
It'll be a best-of-three series starting on Saturday. So Saturday, Sunday, Monday, the College World Series finals.
The 1-2 swung on and missed as Chamberlain goes down swinging. That's 4 Ks. That's a platinum sombrero there for Chamberlain here tonight.
I think that's the golden sombrero, 4.
I thought it was
You're ready to
three.
Go up. 3 is the hat trick.
Oh.
Like hockey.
Okay. Oh, that makes more sense.
Yeah.
So I never gotten
then we're going
three,
up to the platinum.
So I never
<We're>
know. So he's got the golden sombrero as Brady Whalen steps to the plate, swings and misses.
Talking about the College World Series, I couldn't believe that there wasn't a team from Florida in the final eight. You know, usually FSU, mm-hmm. Florida, Miami, the Hurricanes, you know, they are in at least the final eight.
I don't really follow the World's College World Series, but I sometimes I'll watch it if it's on, but
I know a couple of players with the Palm Beach Cardinals and in the Cardinal system that we're following. Tink Hentz, who pitched last mm-hmm. night, was going to go to Arkansas.
The 1-1 hit up the middle, fielded by Lugo, will make the play for the second out of the inning.
And Mason Wynn, remember him from last year? That he was headed to Arkansas, too. Both of them were going to be teammates. They were teammates, summer ball teammates, and then they were both headed to Arkansas. But instead, they were drafted by, you know, the Cardinals. Mm-hmm. So I'm sure they were probably really paying close attention, especially to today's game, as Arkansas had to play Ole Miss again, this time losing.
I'll bring up Aaron McKeithen to the plate. He takes a ball inside, 1-0.
I'm glad they decided to join the Cardinals. Wow, Mason Wynn is, I believe, in Double A right now. He's been flying through the system.
The 1-0 in there for a called strike.
But it was Texas A&M, Texas, Oklahoma, Stanford, Notre Dame, mm-hmm. Arkansas, Auburn, and Ole Miss, all the final eight teams that battled it out in the bracket.
Been spending most of my time watching hockey.
Yeah, I know. That's still going on, right?
It is still, yeah.
Yeah.
Avalanche up 3-1 in the series. The 2-1 misses outside.
When do they play? Are they playing tonight or tomorrow?
Tomorrow,
okay. Yep. And that's on the road as far as when we're talking about Tampa. Then Tampa, if it does make it, they go to Tampa, I think, on Sunday, right?
Yep. So the next game is going to be in Colorado, and then if Tampa wins, it's going to be back in Tampa as a 3-1 comes in. This one's hit to deep center field, but manageable for Ramirez, who will make the play. for the final out. A 1-2-3 inning. Go the Cardinals as we're headed to the top of the seventh inning, 6-3 lead. This is Nick Majula and Lisa Pride on the Palm Beach Cardinals Radio Network.
Yo, what's up? This is the Black Eyed Peas, and we're here for RAD, recording artists, actors, and athletes against drunk driving. Music is one of the most important things in our lives, but nothing is more important than life itself. So when you drink and drive, you're risking the life of yourself and the lives of everybody on the road. Don't plan to drive, just plan ahead.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
This is Dave from the Dave Matthews Band for RAD. When you go out and party, get drunk, then drive, you're not only loaded, you're a loaded weapon. When you celebrate, designate. Choose a designated driver. Remember, music lives and so should you.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Tacos of cheese and a large soda, that's $10,012. Please drive around.
$10,000 what?
It's obvious you're buzzed and driving.
I've only had a few. I'm fine.
Yeah, the food's $12, but getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Please drive around. Actually, just park and come in.
Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
And we're back here in the top half of the seventh inning. We have a new pitcher on the mound for the Palm Beach Cardinals as Paniagua will be done for his night. Gustavo Rodriguez now on the mound for the Cardinals.
Yeah, Rodriguez, 6'3", 160 from Venezuela.
As the first pitch misses outside, 1-0.
The righty, 21 years of age, and pitched here last season, too.
As the next pitch also misses, 2-0. Here's the 2-0 from Rodriguez. Swing and a miss from Albert Suarez.
Rodriguez, 0-1 this season, 4.71 ERA.
The next one misses upstairs, 3-0, 3-1. Excuse me.
He's appeared in 11 games, started one, has a save, and in 21 innings of work, he struck out 25.
I always like to see those stats, striking out more than a batter per inning as the next pitch is swung on and missed, count now full.
Yeah, in 21 innings of work, he's allowed 19 hits, 12 runs, 11 earned, 3 home runs. Walked 11, struck out 25.
As Suarez swings and fouls that one back into the screen, so he'll stay alive as the 3-2 is now coming in. That one's also fouled away.
Rodriguez has pitched against the Mets. That was back in May. One inning of work, allowed a run. It wasn't earned.
As the 3-2 comes in, that one misses inside as Ramirez is going to work himself a leadoff walk to start the inning.
And in that same one inning that came back on May 6th, that was at home against the Mets, no hits allowed, walked one, as he's doing right now, and struck out three to get out of the inning. We'll see if he can repeat that again.
That'll bring up Alex Ramirez to the plate. Top of the order for the St. Lucie Mets as Rodriguez delivers. That one is swung on and missed. Here's the L1. That's a little breaking ball that misses upstairs. 1-1.
So the book's been closed on Paniagua, the starter for the Cardinals. Six innings of work, allowed 7 hits, 3 earned runs, walked 1, struck out 8.
The 1-1 swung on and fouled out of the stadium.
Penny's ERA goes up a little bit to 2.43.
Still a solid, had a rough first inning, but definitely bounced back in the second half of the game, or of his start. Quick throw to first, back in time is Suarez.
Still leading the team in ERA, also in strikeouts with 83.
Rodriguez has a 1-2 count here to Ramirez. The pitch is swung on and hit high in the air down the right field line. Cable drops it. I should say Moquette drops it as the runner gets to second base. So that'll be an E4 on the play. The second baseman Moquette called off the right fielder Cable, and that'll be an error.
That was a tough play for Moquette. We've seen, you know, great defense by him today. He really did have probably the best angle on it, but the ball was just so far away from where he was playing at second base, close to the line, you know, in right field. So Cabell or Whalen might have been a better choice, but he just had that right angle but couldn't get to it in time and dropped in between them.
Well, that'll bring up De Los Santos, or I should say Ramirez. That was what happened there. Was that in foul territory, or saw Ramirez up, or that was a strike apparently? Is it ruled a foul ball? Looked like it was in fair territory to me. So the count's at 2-2. This one swung on and chopped down the third base line and foul. Must have been a foul ball. Well, what's going on? It looked like it was pretty fair to me.
Hey, game day has nothing up either. It's just, it was in fair territory. I can't tell you.
Yeah.
It's been very interesting.
That was right over there.
We need a mic on the umpire tonight. You know, when they mic the umpires and during replays and all in the big leagues, we needed it desperately tonight. Or at least get a megaphone and shout it up here.
Well, we didn't see anything happen. I saw the runner on second base, and then all of a sudden he's back on first base, and Ramirez is still at the plate. He's got a full count now, 3-2. Strange. Strange things are happening here tonight. The 3-2. Misses low. As we have a challenge. What's going to happen now?
The call stands.
And the call stands, ball four. And I remember baseball when it wasn't very confusing.
Honestly, Nick, it's usually, we've been having some smooth sailing the last couple nights, so it's just one of those, and it's not even Stranger Things night, but a lot of strange things are happening.
Just a lot of, I mean, like, if you want to prepare to be a broadcaster, tonight's probably the biggest test you'll ever get.
Boy, we are getting a lot of work in. Like, we are, yeah, tonight I'm going to go back and really review things, and I was talking about how I needed to, like, slow things down a little bit, but I was speeding through things because so much was happening so much.
Yeah, there was a lot going on.
And then, yeah, we're like, okay, we got to take a breath, just like the team needed to take a breath.
That'll bring up Omar De Los Santos with runners on first and second base. He's got an 0-1 count. The pitch in there for a called strike. It looks like another challenge. I feel like there's been about 2 dozen challenges here tonight. Let's see if this one gets upheld.
The call stands.
Call stands. So they got to be running out of challenges here soon. Count it 0-2 to De Los Santos.
The fans are cheering along. They like that.
The pitch. That one's in the dirt as Rodriguez fell over on that play.
I think it would be very helpful, even to the fans now, to have the challenges on the board somewhere to see if they're losing them, because then the fans can actually follow along a little better and know if this is a challenge that is you know, going to be beneficial or not, and kind of like playing along with the team because they, it's not anywhere that anyone knows.
The 1-2 ripped right at the glove of Moquette, who stabs it down. He'll go to third base with it and get the out. So he'll get an out at least. As De Los Santos will get to second base.
That, what a heads-up play. That was a comebacker not to Rodriguez, who just got out of the way in time. Moquette was right there. And then that wasn't an easy throw over to third base at all. He just had a heads up to see that if he threw it, you know, fast enough, hard enough, he could beat out the runner.
So we have Suarez at second base and Ramirez was thrown out at third base.
Suarez at third
base.
Mm-hmm.
Ramirez is at second. Junior Tillian at the plate. So a fielder's choice for De Los Santos as the next pitch comes in to Tillian. That one's a called strike.
And they're probably, we need to see the umpire. There might be, because I heard him, I'm assuming it's for this batter right here. But with the pitch clock, a ball went in favor also.
Next pitch is hit on down the right field line. That will be foul.
So I did hear him announce that, you know, a ball was being awarded because of the clock running out against the hitter. Or, I don't know. They've got to adjust that, too. there's a little adjustment that needs to be. We'll see.
You just set up a camera and you can see for yourself.
We're trying here. This is an unusual night.
Mm-hmm. 0-2 is the count to Junior Tillian as Rodriguez gets set. Here's the pitch. Runners going to play. Called, swung on, and struck him out. Double play. Throw down to second base. So the runners go. Strike him out, throw him out, double play, and the Cardinals are out of the inning. No runs on no hits, no errors, one error. As we head to the bottom of the seventh inning, 6-3 ball game.
Yo, what's up? This is the Black Eyed Peas, and we're here for Rad, recording artists, actors, and athletes against drunk driving. Music is one of the most important things in our lives, but nothing is more important than life itself. So when you drink and drive, you're risking the life of yourself and the lives of everybody on the road. Don't plan to drive, just plan ahead.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
This is Dave from the Dave Matthews Band for Rad. When you go out and party, get drunk, then drive, you're not only loaded, you're a loaded weapon. When you celebrate, designate. Choose a designated driver. Remember, music lives and so should you.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Okay, so 5 tacos of cheese and a large soda, that's $10,012. Please drive around.
Wait, 10,000 what?
It's obvious you're buzzed and driving.
I've only had a few. I'm fine.
Yeah, the food's $12, but getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Please drive around. Actually, just park and come in.
Nothing kills a buzz like getting...
And we're back. Hopefully you got up and stretched, grabbed some refreshments. It's the bottom of the seventh. At the plate, Jeremy Rivas swings and misses. Christian Scott still remaining. He was really roughed up in his first inning of work, allowing 3 runs to cross the plate and giving the Cardinals a 6-3 advantage. But he is stuck through and has been here and continues to be on the mound for the St. Lucie Mets. Now 79 pitches thrown, 56 for strikes. No balls and two strikes right here on Rivas. The kick, the pitch, breaking ball, that's coming back, and here's a souvenir for someone right below us. It hits the lip of the screen behind home plate. There's a scramble. Everyone's trying to get the ball. I always wonder why there's such a scramble when the ball falls. It's on the ground. It's underneath the seat. How hard can it be to pick up the ball? But it's
slippery.
Tough. All right, someone's got it there. Oh, look at that. Big cheer for our fan who gives it to a young fan. One ball, two strikes to Rivas. Cardinals up 6-3. We're in the bottom of the seventh. Foul ball into the backstop. 1-2. So Rivas today is 0-3. Hit into a fielder's choice, grounded out, and then struck out in the fourth. Like Nick mentioned, it is a day of learning every rule, everything that could possibly happen. I mean, the umpires are learning today. The team is learning today. We almost had a brawl here tonight.
Yeah, we did.
We watched a ball fall into fair territory, and yet the batter got to come back to the plate. And I think when what I heard when they were talking about time running out, because we do have the pitch clock that go I'm here, and we've got the clock on both hitter and pitcher. And so I think that's why he did get to return, that the clock had run out, even though he swung and hit the ball. But so Ramirez got to come back to the plate because there was no other reason. And then hearing that on the PA, I think that's where it was referred to, because it was not a foul ball. Unless something's wrong.
I mean, unless we just missed it.
No, it had to be something like that. Here's the 1-2. Rivas shoots it into left field. That'll bounce off the space camper wall in left. It'll be trouble for De Los Santos, and that'll be a stand-up double for Rivas. He gets his first hit of the night here in the bottom of the seventh.
That was a well-hit ball out there. Right down the line. Like you said, right near that space camper. What is that, a beer?
It looks like it doesn't.
Space camper. Interesting.
I like where it's right next to where it says Major Fun. We're having major fun here tonight. Nick, couldn't you tell?
We're having a great time.
So Rivas has led off the Cardinals here in the seventh with a double, a laser into left. Jake Burns will step in. He is one, as I check all my little mess in between, one for two. I've written so much down in between the boxes when I have room to fill it in. Burns walked in the second, scored, singled in the third and scored, but then went down looking in the fifth. No balls and a strike to Burns. He bats from the left side, so the shift is on. What you can do in the minor leagues as far as shifts go, that's up in the air, but it'll go out of play. This year and last year, the shifts no longer were allowed, where you could put third baseman, shortstop over on the right side of the diamond or vice versa. Most of the time you'd see like the third baseman moving into short right and, you know, crazy things like that. Now you have to have two infielders on both sides of the bag, but you can shift anywhere you want. Swing and a miss as Burns missed the breaking ball delivered by Scott.
I think that's been a productive role. I mean, you know, the fact that you can still be wherever you want, just have to have two infielders on each side of the bag, it doesn't really limit. I mean, it limits you in the amount of people you can have on one side, but at the same time, you can still shift based on your scouting report.
I think it's a really good rule to have at this level. I mean, because we saw it happening when we were high A, and still those are young players, and you're having guys move way out of position and trying to, you know, make plays, where this is a developmental time when they really just need to, they're already moving around. They're already coming out of high school or college, and they might be a third baseman moving to short or short. A lot of times shortstops move to third or second or in the outfield. So you already have guys trying new positions and playing different places, let alone having them shift each pitch. We saw them shift each pitch.
Yeah.
So
just
right
got
now,
a little discombobulated.
Yeah, so I think it's a really good rule at this level. We've got a timeout. We're going to head to a break as we have a new reliever on the hill here for the Mets. We'll let you know who it is right after this.
What do you expect? What are you expecting? A teenager. Learning the lingo.
GOAT. G-O-A-T. Acronym. Stands for greatest of all time. As in spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
It's 4 a.m., Monday, and you're literally sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. Man, that's love. And if you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. To make sure your child's in the right seat for their age and size, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
All right, the new pitcher on the hill in relief of Scott is Ramon Gomez. Gomez, a righty, at 5'10", 225, will face Jesus Arechia. First pitch way inside to Arechia. One ball and no strikes. The third baseman is 2-for-3 today. Picked up his first two hits of the season. The 1-0, and does that hit Arechia? It gets by the catcher, Smith, and that'll put Rivas at third base. The wild pitch, and that was wild. I'm surprised it didn't even hit the third baseman, Arechia.
Yeah, it looked like it might have, but I think he may be playing dumb back there.
Yeah, he was just backing away, but he kept following him. You know, as he kept backing away from the plate, the ball kept tailing towards him. I think he wants another hit. He'll get back to the plate. Two balls, no strikes to Arechia. Singled his first two times up to the plate, scored a run, even drove in a run. Then he grounded out his last trip up. High heat, swing and a miss. A lot of these Mets players, I see they have like the powder blue gloves. Have some sort of blue glove, the pitchers do.
I think that looks good with the uniform.
I think so, too. Here's the 2-1. That one's coming back foul. Looks like the second baseman, Guerrero, he has kind of like a
like
two-tone
a
gray and white, which pitchers cannot have. They're not allowed to have light gloves because that way they can, you know, hide the ball. Yeah. Yes.
That makes
two
sense.
And two the count. It does. Jazz Chisholm, who is not a pitcher for the Marlins, but he has a couple gloves that are banned himself. They look like waffle cones. And so he's got a lot of white and gray and light colors, and Major League Baseball said, nope, nah, you can't have that. Nether heater upstairs. Arechia swings, bounces around, and misses there.
Yeah.
Yeah, anything that can kind of throw the batter off just a little bit. Can't be waving your glove around. Batter thinks that the ball's coming in and sees a piece of your glove, and I could just see how that could become a problem.
Elijah Cabell, his fans are still here. They're standing up. They ditched their thunder sticks, but they're cheering and using
their
hands, like you said. They are. They're cheering.
Yeah, right. like the good old days.
Runner at third base, two outs. Cabell at the plate. Doubled in the second, drove and scored a run. Singled in the third and drove in another run. And then hit another hit in the fifth. That's why his fan club is sticking around and
thriving.
Cheering. 3-for-3 tonight. Two balls on Cabell right now. 2-0 is the count. Gomez comes, sets, looks the runner back at third, then delivers inside. Once again, Cabell. Mm-hmm. Was he the same batter that did not flinch before?
I think so.
That one's right in on the hands again. I mean, it's just, I don't know, a centimeter or not even an inch away from him. Doesn't flinch.
Makes me anxious up here.
You can't play that game either, you know, when you try and get someone to flinch. I think he wins every time. Three straight balls. Here it is, the 3-0, and that misses low and away. So Cabell is on base for the fourth time tonight, and his fan club loves it. Runners at the corners for the Cardinals. We're in the bottom of the seventh with Palm Beach leading 6-3. The way the game started, you could, you know, you would have thought that the Mets might win the ball game as they attacked Paniagua right away. It was Ramirez base hit, De Los Santos base hit, Tillian base hit. You know, everybody was running and scoring. And then there, then I don't know, my scorebook's crazy after that. Strikeout and a hit by pitch. And then, you know, all things went crazy with that pop-up with the bases loaded. But 2-0 quickly for the Mets. And it just looked like their bats were going to be alive all night. But instead, the Cardinals have more hits. 11 hits and more runs with six. The 0-1. And that is going to be challenged.
That's going to be the previous pitch has been challenged. The call is overturned. Ball.
So the call goes in favor of the Cardinals. They keep their challenge, and now the count is one ball and one strike. That was a pretty low pitch there to Cruz on the outside, and that might have even got more outside than catching the edge. Here's the 1-1 inside, past Smith. Here comes another run for the Cardinals as Rivas scores, and Palm Beach now goes up 7-3 here in the seventh.
Yeah, that was just an errant pitch there from Gomez. He seemed like he's either on or he's off. It's no in between. There's no just missing. He just misses by a lot or he hits the strike zone.
The wild pitches went against the Mets last night, too, and that's how the Cardinals won. Back-to-back wild pitches allowed the tying run and the go-ahead, which became the winning run, to score. What a big swing there by Adanson. His helmet nearly pops off as he fouls the ball off. Two balls and two strikes. Six pitchers have combined here tonight. We had 11 last night. We still have time, though. The 2-2, that one will miss inside, so the count goes full on Cruz. Cruz has grounded out but drove in a run, struck out, and then was hit by a pitch. When he was hit by a pitch, it plunked him right on the helmet. He talked a little bit to the pitcher, that was Christian Scott at the time. And now Cruz wants to challenge it again. It was on the outside part of the plate.
Challenge. The call is upheld. Strike three.
So the call is upheld. The Cardinals lose a challenge. And Cruz goes down looking. That was a tough call there. But the Cardinals pick up one and have the 7-3 lead as we head to the top of the eighth. You're listening to the Palm Beach Cardinals Radio Network.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
It's 4 a.m., Monday, and you're literally sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. Man, that's love. And if you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. To make sure your child's in the right seat for their age and size, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
And we're back here in the top of the eighth inning. The Cardinals are up 7-3, a four-run lead. as Rodriguez stays in relief. Breaking ball missing low. One ball and one strike to William Lugo, the shortstop, who is 1-for-2 today. He struck out in the first, bloop base hit in the third, walked in the sixth. Now he swings and misses, 1-2 the count. Rodriguez, in his one inning of work, walked two and struck out one. Pitch delivered, it's a strike, but now we have a challenge.
The call is upheld.
It's upheld, so St. Lucie will lose a challenge, and Lugo will go down looking. The second time he has struck out here tonight, and the second strikeout victim for Rodriguez. Carlos Dominguez steps in, the right fielder. He has struck out twice. We said he has 96 strikeouts. He has more strikeouts than Paniagua strikeouts. He was hit by a pitch in the first, so he was on base here tonight. One ball and one strike now to Dominguez. Number 40 prospect in the Mets organization, according to Baseball America. Heat upstairs, swing and a miss. Helmet popping off as Dominguez catches it before it falls to the ground. The 1-2 breaking ball upstairs, gloving it as Arecchio throw across the diamond. Unbelievable. And Dominguez can't believe it either. He loses his helmet and then crouches down in a lunge like, what are you kidding me? First of all, Arecchio, that ball didn't even look like he would be able to reach it, and it was going into left field. It was hit hard and it looked like it was going past the third baseman, but that's why it's called the hot corner boy third baseman. They have to be ready for everything. He scooped that up, just snared it, and then the long throw. He was close to the line to get Dominguez in time. So the right fielder grounds out, and there's two outs. Raul Barrasierta is in, one ball, no strikes. It's lifted up and out of play. There goes Elijah Cabell's fan club. They want a souvenir from the night. I bet they're going to stick around and see if they could get a souvenir from Elijah. Maybe get him to sign a couple of balls or a bat or get some batting gloves. And then Rodriguez plunks Barrasierta. He slams his bat on the ground, then flips it. He's walking very slowly, head down, umpire in between Barrasierta and the catcher Burns. And Barrasierta, he's got his head down. He looks like he wants to, you know, he wants a piece of someone, but he's trying to keep his cool, and he does. And giving some added protection to Rodriguez, Arecchio goes to the mound. He's talking to Rodriguez there.
Now batting, the second baseman, number one, Gregory.
So with two Guerrero down, Barrasierta hit by a pitch. Boy, we talked earlier about the bad blood that's going to be happening now. For the rest of the series, there's three more games between these two teams, and then a whole second half that they'll be facing each other once again for a six-game series. Inside, catches the corner strike to the second baseman, Gregory Guerrero. I wish that you guys could be watching this on TV with us. Tweet, call in, email, write in. Tell the ballpark for the Jupiter Hammerheads and the Palm Beach Cardinals, we need to get you guys on MILB.TV so that you can watch these ball games. One ball, two strikes, two outs. It's entertaining. And some of it you won't believe. Here's the 1-2, lazy swing and a miss. So no runs, no hits, no errors, one man left on base. We'll go to the bottom half of the eighth, back up to the top of the order for the Cardinals. And the Cardinals have the 7-3 lead. You're listening to the Palm Beach Cardinals Radio Network.
Earning that honor is Cardinals shortstop Jeremy Rivas. As the seventh inning double clocked in at 105.5 miles per hour.
Protect her home and family in a disaster. Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
We're back here in the Cardinals' half of the eighth inning. 7-3, Palm Beach is up. Strike delivered by Gomez to Darlene Moquette. Moquette, 0-for-4 today. Struck out in the first, couple of ground outs. And there is a line drive into left field. Speeding around first base and heading to second. Here comes the throw. He slides in, loses his helmet. And Moquette is able to stay on the bag, but the tag applied. And he is thrown out at second base. Moquette arguing with the umpire, the first base coach. That's Octave, talks to the umpire, trying to get his player out of it. He sent him, or probably did. But wow, that was such a close play. Moquette did bounce a little bit on second. It looked like he was in before the tag, but Moquette with the single. Two left, out at second base. The fans are not happy at all with that call. So we've got Matt Chamberlain at the plate. Chamberlain has struck out 4 times tonight. This is the first time that he is facing Gomez, so maybe you'll have some other luck. Chamberlain shows bunt. Bunts it foul for the strike. 0-1 the count. Everybody's arguing. It's Thirsty Thursday here tonight, so everybody gets a little tipsy towards this part of the evening. You know, not everybody, but we've got some fans that definitely do, shouting out there, getting riled up. It has been that kind of game, though. No balls and a strike, one out. Moquette out at second, trying to stretch his single into a double. What a close play it was in favor of the Mets. Here's the 1-1 righty and lefty
Mindy
matchup.
Please, with Mindy Hershey. Please report to the Cleveland
Swing
Clinic
and
Guest
a tap into the screen
Mindy
behind your plate.
Please report to the Cleveland Clinic Guest Services booth. Thank you.
Infield is shifted a little bit right. Here's the 1-2 strike inside to Chamberlain. He'll go down for the third time looking, the fifth time here in tonight's contest. He has struck out 5 times tonight. Matt was 1-for-3 last night, scored 2 runs. With 2 outs, Brady Whalen steps in, who also bat from the left side. He has been on base 3 times tonight, walked in the first, singled in the third and the fourth, and scored a run. Oh boy, we've got a lot of yelling down there. Fans are involved in the game. Cardinals have the 4-run advantage. They're up 7-3. The pitch, it's coming back foul. Today, Thirsty Thursday, and it's also Hope at Bat Night. So some fans are going to go home away with prizes of purple bats in support of American Cancer Society Fight Against Cancer. Swing and a miss. Fastball upstairs, 2 balls and 2 strikes. Tomorrow is dog days, and it's actually National Bring Your Dog to Work Day. So I bet we've got a lot of pups here at the park, from the staff bringing their dogs and everybody else. It'll be a fun time at the ballpark. Pride Night is coming up. It was rescheduled after a rain out on June 30th. Unity in the community. It'll be Pride Night on June 30th. Nether ball upstairs, lazy swing. Brady Wayland is retired. He's talking a little bit to the home plate umpire because it was a high pitch, and I don't think he liked what was being offered, what was being said. And quickly again, the first base coach is there talking to the umpire. He might get tossed. And Gary Kendall tells Wayland to get back to the dugouts. I think there's chirping going on with the catcher and Brady. And now Robbie Robinson comes out, and he's talking to the umpire. So he's not happy about what's going on. This is going to be an interesting series. You're going to have to listen in for the next 3 ball games here. I think these teams have had enough against each other. But we'll take our quick break. I don't know if the umpire he's talking to, Kendall, he might be tossing the first base coach. That's Kadeem Aktabe, because of his chirping. And now Gary Kendall's got to go out and talk to the umpire too. But it looks like, because there were warnings between both teams, that Garrett Griffin, the home plate umpire behind the plate, might be, I don't know, tossing someone out. But Kendall is talking to the umpires now. And we'll be back after this short break, and I'll let you know if anybody is headed to the showers early. You're listening to the Palm Beach Cardinals Radio Network.
Unlimited, and we carry it all the way throughout the world.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. 1 in 6 kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Okay, welcome back to the top of the ninth here at the Dean. And yes, the first baseman for the Cardinals, Brady Allen, has been ejected. Brady Wayland has been ejected. And now they're waiting for him. And let's see if anybody else is injected going with him. Or they're just trying to make sure Wayland is actually out of the ballpark. First pitch delivered to Brady Smith. And that's lifted up into right field. Running in is Cabell. He makes the grab. Smith is retired as he flies out to right. So one down. Only 2 more outs left here for the Mets.
Albert Suarez
will step in. He's the number 9 hitter in the lineup. So we've got some defensive changes. So Sonder Mora will go in place of Brady Wayland in the lineup, but he'll go to third base defensively, and Jesus Arequia will move over to first.
Fans, the previous pitch has been challenged. The call is overturned.
So from 0 to 1, it'll go 1 ball and no strikes to Suarez. The challenge has been applied by the hitter, and it was the call of the umpire overturned. So one ball, one strike. Fans here, you can say, you hear them yelling, what? They're trying to keep up with all these challenges tonight. And I'm telling you, it has been confusing for everyone. And that's why a lot of chirping, a lot of talking between both teams, as we've had even the whole team coming off the field and then going back on. There's a liner into right. Cabell dives and makes the grab. Suarez is retired as he lines out to right. So Cabell, what a night he's been having in front of his fans. He was been on base every time. Doubled once, singled twice, scored once, drove in two runs, and now here in the ninth, he's made both putouts. So we're back up to the top of the order. Alex Ramirez steps in. Rodriguez delivers. This is his third inning of work. Ball's coming back. Foul. One ball and one strike. I think I lost Wi-Fi, too. I was wondering why nothing was being updated on my computer. I'm not connected to the internet. One ball, two strikes. That was a swing and miss by Ramirez. Ramirez is 1-for-3 tonight. Singled, scored in the first. Then popped up, grounded out, walked in the seventh. Rodriguez stands facing the plate, gets the signs, turns, kicks, delivers, and that one misses low. Ramirez looks like he has, I don't know if it's like off-white cream or actually it looks like yellow batting gloves. He has yellow batting gloves. The payoff pitch, swing and a miss, and that's the ball game. The Palm Beach Cardinals win 7-3. The Cardinals win, the Cardinals win. It's three in a row here in this series, and that's their streak. Three wins in a row. What a series it's been so far. We've had everything tonight. We might as well shoot off some fireworks. But we will be right back. Short timeout. Bring you the post-game wrap-up show here on the Palm Beach Cardinals Radio Network. But not before letting you know that the Cardinals win here at the Dean.
What you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry. I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
To buy your home, you became a house hunting ace. Learned about loans, scoured neighborhoods.
Welcome back to the Palm Beach Cardinals Radio Network post-game show. I'm Lisa Pride. We're going to wrap it up here And if you tell anyone about what happened tonight in this contest, so many different things, I don't think they're going to believe you. It was a crazy game tonight. But you know what? The Cardinals found a way to win, and they did it early. 7-3 victory over the division-leading St. Lucie Mets. For the third straight time here in the series, the Cardinals beat the St. Lucie Mets, and it is actually the fifth time in a row since they faced each other last in their last series. So they've beat the Mets five times in a row. I don't know if any other team has done that. We'll definitely have to look it up because it's not easy to beat this Mets team. The win goes to Paniagua. He's 4-4 in the season. The loss to Scott. He drops to 2-2. And the save goes to Gustavo Rodriguez. It's his second save of the season. As we take a look at how the scoring went, well, the Mets attacked Paniagua right away, and that looked like that was the tone that was going to be set, as first pitch, Ramirez, first pitch of the game, knocks it into left for the base hit. De Los Santos followed him with a little bloop single, and then Tillian, a base hit to the left side. There were runs already coming across the plate. Lugo struck out. Dominguez was hit by a pitch. There were quite a few batters that were hit by pitches tonight. And then Barrasierta, with the bases loaded, popped up. So much confusion. The ball was getting thrown around, but one run already scored, another run scored then with that pop-up. And there was a throw then to home, but then also then a throw to third base. The third baseman, Urrutia, at the time was way off the bag and had to race back to the bag to outrun the runner for the Mets. That was Tillian, and he got him out there at third base then, but it was crazy already in the top of the first, and the Mets had the 2-0 lead. In the bottom of the first, the Cardinals tried to respond with two outs. Waylon walked, McKeithen singled, and then though Rivas with the fielder's choice, McKeithen was out at second base. So it was still 2-0 in the top, or the bottom of the second, though. A 2-0 ball game became a 3-2 ball game in favor of the Cardinals. Burns led things off. He walked. Urrutia singled. Cabell came up to the plate, and I mentioned he had his big fan club here tonight. Doubled to right and drove in a run. And then Cruz grounded out but drove in a run. So three runs crossed the plate here in the second, and the Cardinals had the 3-2 lead. But the Mets in the top of the third tied it up at 3 apiece. With one out, De Los Santos was aboard with a ground rule double. He stole third, and then Tillian, who grounded out, drove in De Los Santos. I mean, De Los Santos picked up that stolen base. That was stolen base number 39. And he's only been caught stealing four times, but then caught stealing in the seventh. That happened later, but that was very unusual. So it was 3-3 until the bottom of the third. New pitcher on the hill, Christian Scott, came in relief. Diaz was knocked out. Gonzalez, now Christian Scott was in. He started the third for the Mets, and the Cardinals almost batted around that inning. Waylon led off with a base hit. McKeithen doubled, just like he's been doing every night this series. Rivas grounded out, so with one out, Burns then singled, and the bases were loaded. Urrutia singled to right, drove in a run. Cabell singled to right and drove in another run. Cruz struck out and then a ground out, but three runs crossed the plate. As I mentioned, McKeithen drove in a run. So did Urrutia and Cabell. And that's when the Cardinals had the 6-3 advantage. They would carry that advantage for the rest of the ball game, tacked on another run in the seventh. Rivas led off with a double. Then with two outs, Cabell walked, and a wild pitch allowed Rivas to score, much like yesterday. It was just another insurance run, though, as the Cardinals already had the 6-3 lead and then win here tonight 7-3. The Cardinals with 12 hits, 7 runs scored, 1 error against them. St. Lucie, 7 hits, 3 runs. As we take a look, I went through the scoring, but looking as far as offense, it was a 2-for-4 night for Waylon. He was ejected as he struck out in the bottom of the eighth. There was just so much going on. The bases or benches almost cleared at 1.2 as a batter for the Mets was hit by a pitch right on the head. I'm looking to see where that was. I've got so much scribbled here. I believe that was Barris Ayrton. No, he was hit in the eighth. I'll find it soon. But anyway, so that almost cleared the benches. And then after that, there was just a lot of bad blood going on between both teams. A lot of chirping, a lot of talking. But Waylon ejected then in the bottom of the eighth after he struck out because both sides were warned. And there just wasn't any tolerance after that. Drove in a run. Or actually, Waylon scored a run. Sorry about that. McKeithen, 2-for-4 with a run and an RBI. Orecchia, he had a big night. His first two hits of the season. And he was a big 2-for-4 night. Drove in another run, scored a run. And look who was perfect. Buck Cabell, a perfect 3-for-3 night. Drove in two runs, scored one himself. Had a double, as did McKeithen and Rivas. Great night. And Cabell, our player of the game, as he was a perfect 3-for-3, scored a run, and drove into Penny Agua, picking up his fourth win of the season. Pitched six strong innings, allowed seven hits, but only three earned runs. Only walked one and struck out eight. So now he has a team-leading 83 strikeouts. Gustavo Rodriguez came in relief, picked up his second save. He worked three innings, allowed no hits, no runs, walked two, struck out four. So once again, the Cardinals win tonight 7-3. We can't wait for you to join us on the broadcast tomorrow. Same time, same place. 6:30 is dog days. So if you're home listening to the game or wherever you may be, make sure you have your furry companion with you on National Bring Your Dog to Work Day and the Dog Days of Summer here at the Dean. Thank you so much for joining me here on the broadcast as the Cardinals win three in a row. A 7-3 victory over the St. Lucie Mets brings the Cardinals to 30-34 on the season as we end the first half here in the Florida State League. So they'll be starting a whole second half tomorrow here at the Dean. I'm Lisa Pride. Nick Mongelis was beside me calling the play-by-play through the middle innings. We will see you soon at the ballpark, but for now, everyone, have a great night.